European-style roads, constructed with horses and cars in mind, view flatness as a virtue. To go up a steep hill, they use switchbacks to make the route as horizontal as possible. Inca roads, by contrast, were built for llamas. Llamas prefer the coolness of high altitudes and, unlike horses, readily go up and down steps. As a result, Inca roads eschewed valley bottoms and used long stone stairways to climb up steep hills directly, brutal on horses' hooves, as the conquistadors often complained. Traversing the foothills to Cajamarca, Francisco Pizarro's younger brother Hernando lamented that the route, a perfectly good Inca highway, was so bad that the Spanish could not use horses on the roads, not even with skill. Instead, the conquistadors had to dismount and lead their reluctant animals through the steppes. At that point, they were vulnerable. Late in the day, Inca soldiers learned to wait above and roll boulders on their foes, killing some of the animals and frightening others into running away. Men left behind could be picked off at leisure. Multiple ambushes cost the lives of many Spanish troops and animals. To be sure, horses confer an advantage on flat ground, but even on the plains the Inca could have won. Foot soldiers have often drubbed mounted troops. At the Battle of Marathon in 490 BC, the outnumbered, out-armored Athenian infantry destroyed the cavalry of the Persian emperor Darius I. More than 6,000 Persians died. The Greeks lost fewer than 200 men. So dire had the situation initially appeared that before the fight, Athens sent a messenger to Sparta, its hated rival, to beg for aid. In the original Marathon, the courier ran more than 100 miles in 2 days to deliver his message. But by the time the Spartan reinforcements arrived, there was nothing to see but dead Persians. The Inca losses were not foreordained. Their military was hampered by the cult of personality around its deified generals, which meant both that leaders were not easily replaced when they were killed or captured, and that innovation in the lower ranks was not encouraged. And the army never learned to bunch its troops into tight formations, as the Greeks did at Marathon, forming human masses that can literally stand up to cavalry. Nonetheless, by the time of the siege of Cuzco, the Inca had developed an effective anti-cavalry tactic, bolas. The Inca bola consisted of 3 stones tied to lengths of llama tendon. Soldiers threw them, stones awhirl, at charging horses. The weapons wrapped themselves around the animal's legs and brought them down to be killed by volleys of sling missiles. Had the bolas come in massed, coordinated onslaughts, instead of being wielded by individual soldiers as they thought opportune, Pizarro might well have met his match. If not technology or the horse, what defeated the Inca? As I said, some of the blame should be heaped on the overly centralized Inca command structure, a problem that has plagued armies throughout time. But another much larger part of the answer was first stated firmly by Henry Dobbins. During his extracurricular reading about Peru, he came across a passage by Pedro Cieza de León, the Spanish traveler who observed 3 roads between the same 2 cities. Entranced by the first exhibition of Inca booty in Spain, Cieza de León had crossed the Atlantic as a teenager and spent 15 years in Peru, Bolivia, Ecuador, and Colombia, traveling, fighting, and taking notes for what would become a massive 3-volume survey of the region. Only the first part was printed in his lifetime, but by the 20th century, historians had found and published most of the rest.